أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. أولم يروا إلى ما خلق الله من شيء يتفيأ ظلاله عن اليمين والشمائل سجدا لله وهم داخرون. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns those who contrive schemes, plots and plans against the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they should never feel confident and they should never feel safe and secure, that the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not seize them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave different circumstances and explained different situations wherein the punishment of Allah can easily and suddenly snatch them and completely destroy them. Allah Azza wa Jal says in ayah number 48 of Surah An-Nahl, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Did they not observe what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created from all the different things? Have they not studied all the different things? Shay, shay refers to every inanimate object. Everything is referred to shay, which is lifeless. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, have they not observed all these different entities and things that Allah brought into creation? يَتَفَيَّأُ ظِلَالُهُ عَنِ الْيَمِينِ وَالشَّمَائِنِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these things, they have a shadow. These shadows, they incline to the right, they incline to the left. We witness this every day. At a certain point during the day, the shadows of things move towards the right, or they are inclining towards the right, and at times those shadows incline towards the left. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this is something to observe. Have they not seen this? Have they not observed this? Allah says, sujjadan lillah. Everything prostrates before Allah. Everything that Allah has brought into creation, everything prostrates before Allah. The trees, the mountains, the stones, whatever creation He has brought into existence, Allah said that they prostrate to Allah, وَهُمْ دَاخِرُونَ, and they are humble. They have humility before Allah Azza wa Jal. We, of course, do not understand the sujood. And if the sujood and the prostration of these creations of Allah are not apparent to us, and it is something that we cannot physically observe, it does not mean that it doesn't happen. It happens in its own way. Elsewhere in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that everything glorifies Allah. Everything makes the tasbih of Allah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says human beings do not understand and cannot comprehend the tasbih of the different creatures and creations of Allah. Allah then goes on to say, وَلِلَّهِ يَسْجُدْ, and to Allah alone prostrates, مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ دَبَّةِ, every creature. So first Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the inanimate objects, that every one of them prostrate before Allah. And not only the inanimate objects. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, even those creatures that have life, which have a ruh, which have a soul. Allah says, every single creature, whether it is an insect walking on the face of the earth, whether it is a bird which flies in the skies, whether it is a creature living in the depth of the ocean, every single creature makes sujood before Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah says, وَلِلَّهِ يَسْجُدْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Every creature that Allah has created makes sujood before Allah. وَالْمَلَائِكَ, and the angels. وَهُمْ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ, and they are not arrogant. They do not have pride and arrogance within them. Sometimes we feel that the sujood we make entitles us to something. The sujood that we make is a blessing and a favor from Allah that Allah has blessed us with. Never should I have this type of an attitude that because I am performing sujood or because I am performing salah, now I'm entitled to this and I'm entitled to that. And why does this happen and why does that happen? Never should that be the attitude of a believer. The sujood that we make is nothing, is absolutely nothing to do with our own effort and with our own energy and with our own ability and power. It is a ni'mah and a great bounty from Allah Azza wa Jal that He gives us the ability to make sujood. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of this sajda. Allah appreciates it. Allah appreciates it. When a person makes a sujood, Allah is shakur, Allah is shakir. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is completely independent. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that in this ayah, that every creature, every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes sujood to Allah. Why does Allah need our sujood? Allah is completely independent of our sujood. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَهُمْ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. And they do it. And they have absolutely no arrogance, no pride. They come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a heart of humility. يَخَافُونَ رَبَّهُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ. They fear their Rabb above them. They fear, they have real khawf of Allah Azza wa Jal who is above them. وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. And they do exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs them to do. They act as they are commanded. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا تَتَّخِذُوا إِلَهَيْنِ اثْنَيْنِ. Do not ever take unto yourselves two gods, two ilahs. إِنَّمَا هُوَ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ. Indeed, Allah is only one ilah. There is only one ilah. He is the one single ilah. فَإِيَّايَ فَرْهَبُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, me alone should you fear. وَلَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. To Allah alone belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth. وَلَهُ الدِّينُ وَاصِبًا. And complete obedience belongs to Allah Azza wa Jal as He ought to be obeyed. الدين is in the meaning of obedience. وَلَهُ الدِّينُ. To Allah alone is complete obedience as it is due to Allah Azza wa Jal alone. أَفَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ تَتَّقُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, now will you fear anyone else besides Allah Azza wa Jal? May Allah grant us